There we go. Okay, so we're on, we said Lamed Vav Mid Aleph, and we're at where it says the Marbar of Ravina. Last one line is Ravina. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up. 8 lines up. The last word in the line is Ravina. Ashkeche. The last word is Ravina. Okay, before we get into the Gemara, we have to review the botany. So I think I have a better understanding. At first, I saw the pictures of the caper bush, and I thought, like, wow, this is like the super plant. It has, like, it's just like stuff is growing everywhere, and it's like, it's like, you know, God bless this plant to provide all of man's sustenance and every possible facet of it. But the truth is actually it's less complicated than I thought it was. And so I think I understand it. More you'll tell me if I got it. And Ash can tell me more precisely, because, you know, the white stuff, if you need any capers, other than when we're discussing capers, they otherwise have them available. You do? We should have brought them in. Oh, we should have brought them in. All right. So how does the caper bush work? So the caper bush works like this. It has leaves. Okay, those are the, so there's four things we talk about. We talk about Alin, okay, we talk about Tamaros, Alin, Tamaros, the Evionos, and the Kafrisin. So what are these various things? The Alim are easy, Alim are the leaves. The next is the Tamaros. The Tamaros are the capers. What that means is that it grows a little bud, not a fruit bud, it grows a little bud, which becomes a flower eventually. So that is the tamaros. The caper, which is the spice, not the berry, the caper is the bud that eventually forms the flower. So they're not all there at the same time, but that becomes the flower, which is that big flower thing. No, the flower, big flower. Yeah, that, it becomes a flower. Then from the flowers, you know, fruit grows from little flowers usually, so then the flower eventually forms a little fruit. The fruit is the evionos, or eviona. That's the next step. And then there's a kafrisin, which is the husk around the eviono.
That might be true. I
looked it up. What?
It's all evolved by itself.
Did Hashem made this bush? It's amazing. That's what makes millions of brachos on it. Ha'eta, Dama, Shach, Orla. What's the lady? You okay? You got it? You got it? We're up to Ravina. 8 lines up.
Does the bud turn into a flower or turns into a fruit?
Okay, the bud is the caper. A caper becomes a flower. A caper is an unopened flower.
Correct.
It's a tiny little flower. Eventually, from the flower, like every, you have apples, apple trees, they blossom, and the blossoms become apples.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so yeah. The flowers of the caper bush becomes the caper berry, which is the aviona. The caper berry is the aviona. Okay, so it all is like a process. You get a caper, which becomes a flower, which then develops a fruit called a caper berry, which has a husk to it called a kafris. Okay, that's all. You got it? That's the story. All right. So they're not all there at the same time, necessarily, but those are all the possible edible parts of this whole process.
Where are we?
Okay, so we're at 8 lines from the bottom. The last word in the line, which is Ravina. Last word in the line, 8 lines up. Last word is Ravina. Okay, so we're going to continue to discuss. So we had said that the following is true about the fruit. So when it comes to the caper, this caper bush, so the capers and the leaves, if you eat them, they're brei pri ha'adamah, because they're not really fruits, but they grow on this bush, so they're brei pri ha'adamah. The actual caper berry is borei pri ha'etz, because it is the actual fruit of the caper berry bush. Okay, so that's what we started with. So Ravina Ashkeche Lamarbar of Ashi, the Kazarik Evyonos, the Ka'achal Kafrisin. So Ravina found Marbar of Ashi who had a caper bush, which was in the first 3 years of its existence. And during the first 3 years of its existence, so it is Orla. The first 3 years of the fruit cannot be eaten. That's also because of Orla. The fourth year is Netzer Ravai. That's eaten in Yerushalayim. Wow, welcome back. Unless you're last week. I wasn't last week. Okay, so the what he would do is he could not eat the berries, because the actual caper berries, that's actual fruit. So he threw away the vionos, that's the berries, the kafisin, he would eat the husks. That's what he did. So Gemara wants to know, Amrlei, so Ravina said to Marbar Ashi, Ma'adatech, what is your logic why you're eating the husk and throwing away the berry? Okay? I get, obviously the berry you're not going to eat because that's Orla, but why are you eating the husk? So he says, Kirabi Akiva, the Nekil, are you holding like Rabbi Akiva? We explained last week that there was a machlokas about whether or not you have to go ahead and take trumas and maestros from the husk. Is the husk part of the fruit, or is it completely separate? So the one opinion was that only the berries have to have trumas and maestros taken from it. Rabbi Akiva held that the berry actually itself, the avionos, that has to have trumas and maestros, but the husk, you don't have to take trumas and maestros from it. It's not part of the fruit. So is it that you're holding like Rabbi Akiva, who says, that you only take the maestro from the berry, but not the husk? And therefore, we had said that when there's any machlokas, any doubt about the status of something when it comes to orla, the halacha is that we follow the lenient opinion in the chutzlar. So the halacha of orla applies even in the chutzlar. So if you have a tree in Boca, and it's going to grow fruit, so the halacha is that you have to can't eat the fruit for the first 3 years. But if there's a more lenient opinion, then we would, about a certain aspect of that halacha, so we would follow the lenient opinion outside of Israel. In Israel, we're going to follow the majority or the stricter opinion. Outside of Israel, we'll follow the lenient opinion. And so it's saying, so are you holding like Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva held that the husk is not part of the fruit. It's not fruit, and therefore you don't have to follow, it's not also because of orla. So he says, the loved Mar Kibbe Shammai, the make he'll say, instead of holding like Rabbi Akiva, why don't you hold like Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai is an even more lenient opinion. How is that? It's not. It says in the Mishnah, Slaf, when it comes to the caper bush, Beis Shammai Omrim Kilai Bekerim. So Kilai Bekerim means, so if you have a vineyard, you're not allowed to plant your rakos, other vegetables in the vineyard. That's called kilayim, a mix intermixture of kerem, of the vineyard. You're allowed to have a tree in a vineyard. You can have eitzim, you can have trees, but you're not allowed to have other vegetation, other vegetables, your rakos. Okay, so Beis Shammai says that if you plant the caper bush in a vineyard, that is going to be usher because of kilay hakerem, meaning, what does he hold? It must be a type of vegetable. Beis Hillel Omrim Ein Kilayim Mekerem. Beis Hillel says that the caper berry bush is not a problem to be planted in the vineyard because it's obviously considered it to be a tree. Ein Kilayim Mekerem. Elu ve'elu, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel Modim, they both agree, Shechayev Be'orla, that the caper berry bush is also because of orla, meaning, sounds like it's a tree, because only orla is only also for trees. So the Gemara says there's an internal contradiction in the Shita Beis Shammai here. Hagufa Kasha. Amar Tzatzlaf. You said that when it comes to a caper berry bush, Beis Shammai Omrim, Kilai and Bekerim is considered to be a mixture in the vineyard. That means they held Alma Min Yeriku. They understand, they consider this bush to be a vegetable. V'hadritani ilubodim shechaya v'orla, they all agree that it's usur for orla, meaning it must be Alma Min Ilanu. They consider it to be a tree. So its status, on one hand they believe it's a yerek, on the other hand they believe it's a tree. So, which is it? They're internally inconsistent. So, the answer is, Halo Kasha, Beis Shammai Spooky Mesafkelu. You know what? Actually, Beis Shammai was unsure what the status of the caper bush is. They didn't know. I mean, not that they felt it was a vegetation or they felt it was a tree. They had no idea whether we should consider the caper berry bush a vegetable or to consider it to be like a tree. And therefore, Abdi Lahachalachomra Vahachalachomra. It took the strict opinion on both sides of the coin. When it comes to Kilei Kerem, it will be stricter to assume it's a vegetable because it will be also the plant in the vineyard. And when it comes to Orla, it will be a stricter opinion to assume that it's like a tree because it will be also as Orla. So they took the strict opinion on both sides. But the truth is, Mikol Makom, the second to last line, now Beis Shammai, Hafei Safek Orla. Therefore, the status of Orla when it comes to the caper bush, according to Beis Shammai, is a Safek Orla. It's not that Beis Shammai felt it's a tree. And it's definitely usher. What they felt was it's unknown. We don't have any idea what it is. And therefore, misafek, from doubt, will act stringently. But when we're only holding that it's chai of its usher mishum orla from a doubt. And if that's the case, it's not. We have the following Mishnah which explains the status of doubt when it comes to orla. Safek orla. When you have a case, any case where you're not sure whether something is orla, so you have to, the following halacha applies. Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael and you have a case of Suffolk Orla, I'm not sure if this tree is Orla or not. I have some reason to doubt, not be sure the status of this tree. Then it's Usser. We act strictly because in Eretz Yisrael, this is all Duraisa. Bisuria, in the neighboring areas right outside of Eretz Yisrael, in Surya, Mutter, it is allowed, it's permitted. Ubechutz La'aretz, in faraway areas like in Boca, If you have a case of a suffik orla, then yored v'lokeach ubilvad shelo yiren olokeit. What that means is, if let's say you have a guy who you're buying fruit from the local, let's say you go to, everyone pick strawberries down there, or pick blueberries, like that, right? So you ever ask, let's say it's a Jewish guy, you ever ask to find out whether or not any of these trees within the first 3 years? No. Let's say you're dealing with a guy who's not religious, so you don't know if he's making sure that he just plant, you know, which trees here were 3 years older, which are 4 years or 5 years. Maybe he's not careful. So it's a suffix, it's a doubt. If you go to a Jewish, one of these Jewish, Rabbi Bender's farm, or something like that. So if you go to his, not Rabbi Bender, he'll be, someone who's not so religious. So you go to his farm, you don't have to, and if you're in outside of Eretz Yisrael, like in Boca, you don't have to ask whether or not it's Orla, because since a doubt exists, it might be, it might not be. Therefore, you don't have to worry. You're allowed to just buy it indiscriminately and not have to check, because Orla outside of Eretz Yisrael is not in Deraisa. It's only a Derabana. It's only rabbinic. You have to, then you know.
If
you bought the house from someone, you have no idea the tree was a year old.
You bought the tree from one of those.
Correct.
Well, no. The landscaper put the tree in. It could be 2 years old. It could be.
Is it possible that a tree is that old when they put them in?
Sure. Yeah, we had that.
Okay. So if it's a doubt, then you wouldn't have to worry about it. If you're really unsure. If he tells you this is a sapling, it's only, I mean, sometimes it's knowable. Like they can say that they sell the trees within a year. Yeah.
Your guy.
So since it's coming, it follows the original tree. And then when they take and they cut off that part, they then stick that in the ground. Okay,
that's all.
All right, I don't know. But the point is, yes, if you're even in your own backyard, if you have doubt as to whether or not how old this tree is, then you can eat from it without worrying. But it says, Bilvad shelo yirena locate, but you can't, with the exception of a situation where you know there's a problem. So if you see, that's that little sapling over there, and you see him walk over and he takes the banana from that particular small sapling, which you know is only a year or two old, well, in that case, not banana, bad example, but something else, that would be usher. But if he's just taking a whole bushel with him, you say, I'm going to buy that bucket of apples from you, and you don't have to check whether or not which tree it came from. You have to start, if there's a doubt that exists. In the chutzlars, you have to be strict because it's only a din d'rabban. It's only rabbinic that's also. Okay, so the point of all of this is to say that instead of Ramar Bar Vashi, he shouldn't have thrown away the caper berries. He should have eaten them. Because outside of Israel, which is the case we're talking about, outside of Israel in Bavel, they should have gone ahead and had some kind of... There's a doubt what the status is, because we don't know whether the caper berry is a tree or whether it's a bush. And Beis Shammai is in doubt what it is, therefore it becomes a case of suffix. There's a doubt what status is. Well, outside of Israel, we treat that as mutter. We're worried about the questionable, doubtful cases outside of Israel. So you should be more lenient. Being Marbar Vashi, again, this is the whole story. We're going to try and figure out his story. Why did he throw away the berries? He should have eaten the berries. We should have eaten the caper berries because it's a doubt, and you can follow the opinion. We allow ourselves to follow the lenient opinion, the most lenient opinion outside of Israel. And the most lenient opinion seems to be Beis Shammai, who would allow you to keep the caper berries entirely, completely. So the Gemara answer is, again, this is a very key a point of understanding halacha. Rabbi Akiva b'makom Rabbi Elazar avdina k'vasei. Now, before we had a debate between Rabbi Akiva and the other rabbis, Rabbi Akiva said that the berries, those have to take meister. Those are real fruit. But the kafrisin, which are the husk, that's not considered to be part of the fruit. The other rabbi said, no, even the husk is considered to be, in this case, part of the fruit. So it's a debate. It's a question in halacha. Which way do we follow? Whose opinion should hold the sway? Now, normally we follow the majority opinion, but there's at least some doubt. The Ran in the Kiddushin, he calls it a suffik koldu. It's not like it's... Really, we follow the majority opinion. Rabbi Akiva is not the majority opinion here, but there's at least some small doubt that we have in our mind. Maybe the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is correct, so you can follow Rabbi Akiva. You're allowed to follow his opinion. It's a suffix, it's a doubt in halacha to some extent. However, this is the key line. Well, Beis Shammai, second line here at the top of the page. Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ein mishnah. Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. When there's a machlokas between the two, which one do we pass them like? Beis Shammai. No, Beis Hillel. Right? Is there a doubt whether we hold like Beis Shammai? Are we just following the majority? The answer is once we postulate this hill, there's no doubt in our mind as to what the halacha is. Meaning, It's unequivocal. We unequivocally follow Beis Hillel, and there is no longer any doubt in our minds that in this case, in halacha we're dealing with, that a caper bush is definitely a tree. Beis Shammai wasn't sure. Beis Hillel was sure. It's definitely a tree. Once we have Beis Hillel paskening that it is definitely a tree, we no longer have a doubt. If we no longer have a doubt, that means that the opinion of Beis Hillel is no longer, Beis Shammai is not even one that we can contend with. It's not one that we can follow. So that's why Rabbi Rav Ashi did not follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. Okay. So let's continue. So now, the Gemara at this point had explained the reason why he threw away the husk. That's the whole point. We're trying to figure out why he ate the husk and threw away the berry. So why is that? Because he held like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, the tapuk lay dinasa shomer lepri. The husk, we said, is mutter because according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not considered to be part of the fruit. So the question we have is like this. Maybe it's not considered to be part of the fruit, but let's consider the husk to be a shomer lepri, that which guards and protects the fruit. And we have, and the halacha is that which protects the fruit is also going to be usher because of orla. Okay, the Gemara says, Rahman Amar, it says in the passage, Ve'orlasem orlaso estirio. You have to, the tree in the third year, you have to make the fruit prohibitive. Now, it says in the passage, it doesn't say orlasem orlaso pirio, that you should have the fruit prohibitive, but it says estirio. Why is the word es in the passage? The word es is extra. The word es in the passage is extra to teach us es hatafel pirio, to even include that which is secondary to the fruit. We have many times in halacha where the word S in the Torah is extra, and we darsh in the word S. Always it refers to something which is secondary to the thing itself. So for example, we say, the rachas is besaro b'mayim, that you have to go into a mikvah and you have to wash your body in the mikvah. So we say, S besaro, that comes to include se'ar, the hair. Because the hair is secondary to your skin of your body, of your basar. And therefore, when let's say someone has long hair, a woman has long hair, when she goes into the mikvah, she has to make sure that the entirety of her long hair, when she dunks, goes entirely under the waters of the mikvah. That can't be floating at the surface. Even though it's not, you know, you might say, oh, it's separate. No, the pasuk concludes, es, the stars include that. We say, es Hashem al kachatira. Rabbi Shimon Masuni was the opinion who he went ahead and he darshaned all the es and all the Torah. He'd come up with the josh of everything. When he came to the pasuk of es Hashem al kachatira, so he darshaned every es to include something. So you have to fear Hashem. So he said, how can I include anything in fearing Hashem? Who could possibly be included in the same level of like fearing Hashem? So he said, you know something, I must be wrong. It must be that the word S is not an extra word in the Torah to be darshan. It can't be coming to include anything. So he said, he told his students, imagine one day the Rebbe comes this year. Guys, everything I said for the last 20 years, forget it, it's out the window, I'm throwing it away. So the student said, Rebbe, you're not darshaning S anymore, you're throwing everything except for 20 years ago. What's going to happen to all the Torah that you taught? So he told them, Kishem Shel Kabot Kalahar, I'll have Drisha the same way I got reward. Initially, for 20 years, teaching that every S is going to teach you an extra lesson, an extra halacha, Tachla Kabbat Chala Prisha, I'm also going to get reward for throwing away all the Torah to go to the MS. Meaning, if I believe that the correct Shah is not what I said yesterday, you get reward for retracting what you did, and even all the toiling and work that you did for the last 20 years, there is reward for it. That's why I say, Hey, Mamelim Ve'inim Kabbat Chala, they work and they don't get reward. What does that mean? If they work, if you have a contractor who does work and he doesn't finish the project, he doesn't do the house falls down, the project, you don't pay the contractor, right? That's when we don't pay. But in Torah, Ana Melim Makabin's part, even if we work and we don't accomplish, we didn't finish, we didn't achieve the right shot, we had to retract what we thought. We spent the whole 20 minutes trying to figure out what this Rashi meant, and we end up going to the Rebbe, and he tells us, no, that means a little differently what you thought. And so for 20 minutes, you waste your time, no, even that time, we get that reward for. So here too, Rabbi Kiva came and the darshan S comes to include Tamilich Chachamim, that you have to give extra honor and kavod to your Rebbe Muvhak. You have to give extra honor to that person as well. That's because a Rebbe is tafel to Hashem. He's secondary to Hashem, the Tamilich Chachamim. They're not Hashem, but they're secondary. And they're tafel to it. So too here, by Orla, the pre is the primary. That which is tafel, secondary to the pre, is the husk, that which protects the fruit. Okay, so my new shomer lepri. So, granted, the kafrisin, the husk of the caper berry, isn't the fruit, but at least it should be the protector of the fruit. And if it's the protector of the fruit, the shomer lepri, it's aser mishum orla, based on the pasuk. So, what's our question? Our question is, how can Mar Bar of Ashi have eaten the husk of the caper berry during the 3 years of orla? So we're going to come up with three answers of Rava. This is number one. We're going to knock off two of them. We're going to end up with the third. So three answers, number one coming up. Amarava. Hey, I mean, in Dinasa Shomer Lepri, when is it that we say that the husk is considered to be a Shomer Lepri? That's only when the husk is present, whether the fruit is connected to the tree or whether it is detached from the tree. It has to be part and parcel of protecting the fruit at all times. But here, in the case of the caper berry, the husk is only there when it's on the tree. When you take it off the tree, if you bought your caper, who has the caper berries? Right, so, caper berries, they're not with husk. They're husk.
They're in a bottle.
They're in the bottle. You have to tell people about the bottle? Okay. So the point is, the husks are no longer there at the time that you harvest the berries. So, therefore, that's why it's not considered to be a protector of the fruit, an Usher Shemorla. So that's, if the protector, it's got to be protected at all times. The Eisei, Abaye, Abaye asked the following question. Pitna Shel Rimon, Mitzarefes, the Hanet Shel Ein Mitzaref. Okay, this is the Mishnah Uksim, which is talking about the fact that in order for something to eat a food item, to be able to cause other things to become Tameh, that food item which is Tameh has to be at least the size of the Kvetza, at least the size of an egg. Now, if you have a fruit, there's sometimes different parts of a fruit. So the Gemara, the Mishnah here explains that, you know, the Rimon has that crown at the top of it. It's almost like these little, like, flower-like projections coming off. That's the pitma, according to Rashi. There's different opinions. According to Rashi, that's the pitma. The pitma, that part of it, would be considered to be part of the fruit when you're measuring to see if I have enough of this item to have the size of a egg volume in order for it to become in order for it to transmit to other things. But the nate of the Rimon. Now, if you look inside that little crown, there's little like fluffy inside of it. There's little like hair-like projections, fluffy projections coming out of it. Some people are shaking their hands. You have no clue what I'm talking about. Well, take my word for it. Inside the crown of the Rimon, there's like little like hair sand. There's something. There's little fluffy something in there. In the center of it. That is a plug. All right, whatever. Something else. Ashi, yeah. Get on it. If you actually Google in Hebrew, Pitma Shel Rimon, you'll actually get a Google picture with a label of the... Oh, yep.
That's cheating, right?
Okay, fine. You're cheating. Okay. Good luck. All right, so the Nate Shelo Enim Star. So the fluffy little stuff on the inside, that's not considered to be part of the fruit. Meaning that Rashi claims that the Nate... This nate, this little fluffy stuff at the center, that little plug, that is like a protector of the Rimon, the way in which the husk of the caper berry is a protector for the caper berry, okay? So the actual flower, the crown of the Rimon, that's very blurry.
Loading slow in the school. I don't have their Wi-Fi.
All right. But yeah, that's what we're talking about, that little stuff. So that little stuff on the inside, that's like the way it kind of, it's like a husk, I mean, it's like a husky stuff, it's like more dry, it's protecting that spot of the fruit, the way in which the caper berry has its husk as well, as opposed to the crown, which is actually like a projection off of the rind, of the actual peel of the Rimon. So, Mitzakamar Hanet Shelo in Mitzar. From the fact that you said that little part of the Rimon where the nates is, that's not Mitzar. That's not considered to be connected with the volume that you would need to be Mitame. Alma Zalav Ochlohu must be because it's not considered to be part of the fruit. It's not food. Vitani Gabe Orla, and we have a Mishnah with regard to Lach of Orla, and we said like the Kalite Rimon. The shell of the Rimon, or the peel of the Rimon, the Hanet Shelo, and the Snate, again, which is the stuff inside the crown, the Hanet Shelo, Kalipe goes in, and this again, the husk, the outside of the nut, the Hagarinim, and the seeds of the fruit, all those are Chai B'Shmorla. None of those can be eaten. All those are also because of Orla. All of it. So we see that even though the nates of the Rimon, which is like the husk of the caper, that it is not food, yet it is still usher to eat because of Orla, so too the husk of the caper berry also should be usher because of Orla, because it too should be at least a Shomer Lepri, at least a secondary component of the protection to the caperberry, like inside the crown, there's like that little plug of tuft of stuff that also protects the limon. Also, similar in idea. And this is not edible. But yet, it's still... Yeah, people eat it. Yeah, but not as a primary. I guess not as a primary thing, but yeah, 100%. But it's still similar as a protect. Yeah, certainly not standard. It's not the actual fruit. Not the fruit, no. No, and the seeds are not either. No, the garinim are referring to separate than egozim. Egozim are the actual nuts. The garinim are like the apple seeds, like the watermelon seeds. You can't eat watermelon seeds of orla. You can't eat the pumpkin seeds of orla. All those things, you can't eat from those either. So in these cases, you see that even if the nace is not a food, but it's nevertheless a chai of an orla, it must be because, why do we consider it to be usher? Because it's shomer lepri. So even though this nace might not be there all the time, it's still shomer lepri. So Rava's answer, which said it has to protect it, it has to be there all the time, it has to be primary, part of the food, out the window. So Amar Rava gives a second answer. When do we say that something is going to be considered to be a protector of the fruit? It has to be there at the time that the fruit has completed its ripening, its development. But this, the husk is no longer part of the protection of the caperberry when the caperberry already is fully developed. So, Amy, is that really true? The Hamar of Nachman Amar of Varvua, Hani Miskali de Orla, Asiri, Ho Vinasi Shom Lepri. So the Miskali de Orla, okay, this is the word I saw in the article last year, eventually, the calyx. When you find at the tip of the fruit, there's like a green part that, I guess initially, there was a bud of the flower, and it developed into the fruit. That little green bud is what's called the calyx, and it's usually found at the top of the fruit where it connects to the tree, okay, like where the stem is. A little green, like, again, it almost looks like green leaf projection at the very tip. That's called the calyx. If you look it up, calyx of the fruit. The apple has, this would not be where the bottom, this is different. This is not where the bottom of the apple is. This is where it would be connected. This is where it would connect to the, if you Google calyx of the fruit, you'll see what, Asha, you're on this one. You have to get calyx of the fruit, you'll see it's a little green thing. That item, that part of the vegetable of the fruit, honey miskali dorla, this is first the date. The little calyx of the date, which is like our husk of the caperberry. Asiri ho v'nasa shom lepri. It's usur to eat even that part of the date because it's considered to be a shomer to the pri. It guarded the date. It initially was closed. The date was developing inside, and it opened up, and the date, no calyx of fruit. C-A-L-Y-X. C-A-L-Y-X. Do we need the projector and the PowerPoint? I need to get back to that. All right. So Vishama the Priyite. So, it's also because it's considered to be a Shoma the Pri. You got that there? Yeah. So this is this green stuff going around the. This used to be closed. Yeah, strawberry.
They had an apple there. They had an apple.
Yeah.
Remnants of food. So it is the bottom.
Oh, that's the bottom? Okay, that's the
bottom of that.
I guess that's where. Oh, that's where it was. Okay, so that's the calyx of the apple. I thought it was the other side. No, it doesn't go up to that. But that was the earliest shell of the fruit, which eventually ends with the glissade. That's where it starts.
That was the flower part,
yeah. So that's called, that's also tea also because it's a shomer lepri. The shomer lepri amos have bikufra, and when is that present? That's only present in the most immature stage of the fruit usually. That's when it's present. That's when it's guarding the fruit. It's not doing any purpose afterwards. So the kakari lay shomer lepri, and yet we still call the shomer lepri. You're the kasha, meaning we had said that it's not a shomer lepri. It has to be a shomer lepri even at the end of the development of the fruit, like the way like a nut has a real rind around it. But if it's a shomer, if it's or like a regular peel, an orange peel, it's protecting the orange at all times, even after it's picked. But this husk of the caperberry, we're saying, well, it only protects the fruit early on. Well, we see by the calyx, which only protects the fruit early on, is still usher. So they, you can't, Rava's answer doesn't hold water. It doesn't make sense. Because even if it only protects the fruit early on, that should still be usher. So my answer is Rav Nachman Sarva like Rav Yossi. Actually, this opinion only follows the opinion of Rav Yossi, meaning it's not the majority opinion. If not, Rav Yossi Omer, Smadar, Usher Mikneshu Pri. The grapes, when they're in the most earliest stage of their development, is called Smadar. They're like the when the grape first emerges, the name for that is called Smadar. The very earliest budding of the grape. And Rav Yossi says that even that, if you eat that, that's of Orla, if you eat the, that earliest development, that's already considered to be fruit and is usher from Orla. Mitneshu Pri considers that to be already part of the fruit. But the rabbis argue with them and they say that the grape at that early stage, that's not fruit, it's a bud. And if you eat that, that's not usher because of Orla. It's not a fruit yet. Okay. So it's so early on. I'm sorry? It's the kale. It's like, yeah, it's just the kale as in the closed form. So the answer here is we're trying to say, well, the whole opinion that it's only going to be usher because of Orla when it's in the kale and the small bud, that's only the opinion of Rav Yossi. But everyone else doesn't hold that way. The Gemara asks, wait a second, that's not true. Makabar of Sini Minar Dai. The argument between Rav Yossi and the Chachamim is only by grapes. By other fruit, we're going to say, they all agree that even the earliest budding, that's considered to be a fruit. You see, Rav Sini Bar Dai says, Bishari Lanos Mikligi, by other trees, by other fruits, they don't argue Rabban Alei. They don't argue with Rav Yossi. And they would both agree that even the earliest budding, that it is considered to be a fruit. And therefore, the calyx is a shomer l'pri, because the earliest bud is a pri. The calyx is protecting it, so the calyx is the early bud. Just like that calyx is an early bud of our generic fruit, so too the husk, the kakrit, the kapitin, of the caperberry, and even though it's only present in the early stage, is a shomer l'pri and should be usher also. Which so Gemara says, last night we learned the Mishnah, that the Amasai ain't posting say lamas. When is it that you're not allowed to cut down a tree? Bishvis, during Shemitah. Very briefly. Are you ever allowed to cut down a fruit tree? No. Because of Baal Tashkis. So why is it disgusting cutting down a fruit tree in Shemitah? Can you cut down a fruit tree in the second year, third year of the Shemitah cycle? Because you cut down a fruit tree now in Chutzlars, there's no Shemitah right here? No. So what's it referring to? So the what do you have to time? Well, it's an old tree. The Tosafot says like that. So the Tosafot says there's two situations where you might be allowed to cut down a fruit tree. Number one, either that where it's the tree is not producing that much fruit, producing like nothing, it's barely giving fruit anymore. So it's not really producing. Or the stuff that produces is garbage. It's falling down. It's rotting. It's not quality anymore. No one's eating it. Or Tosis gives another answer that maybe the wood is more valuable than the tree. Well, then you're not wasting anything by cutting down a fruit tree because its wood is more valuable than the fruit it's going to produce. So there's no Baal Tashkis. But during Shemitah, there's an additional prohibition that one is not allowed to destroy the food of Shemitah because it says it's la'achla below l'schora. The food of Shemitah has to be eaten and not for sale, and eaten and not for destruction. It cannot be destroyed. So if you cut down a fruit tree, forget Baal Tashkis. It might be a very good reason for you to cut it down. It might be permitted to cut it down. But the one fruit that's on that tree, even if it's not enough to salvage the value of the tree, but still a fruit of Shemitah, you're not allowed to destroy it. For example, the same thing. If you go to Eretz Yisrael during a Shemitah year, you go to a restaurant, and you eat, you have your plate in front of you, and they serve you Shemitah produce, which is fine. You're allowed to eat Shemitah stuff. So you're eating the Shemitah stuff on your plate in Israel. Now you ate a falafel. Now you have a little bit, you dropped a little bit of stuff on the plate. You don't want it anymore. You finished a few little, are you not allowed to throw that away? Is that Baal Tashkis? So it's not Baal Tashkis because we throw food out all the time. It has Kedusha Shvi'is. The Kedusha Shvi'is that we refer to is that if La'achla below Le'ibud, it cannot be thrown away and destroyed. You're not allowed to destroy it. So what you have to do is you have to put it in a separate garbage can. I mean, you can't put the rest of your garbage. You have to keep it separate until it rots, until it becomes inedible. Meaning it has to get to a point where it decays separate by itself and its own. You cannot mix it with the rest of your garbage in this regular garbage can. If you go to a restaurant in Shemitah year, there's going to be a separate garbage can for just the leftover food. And because we're going to let that food decompose until it gets to the point of inedibility, and then you can throw it away. So the same thing we're saying over here, you can't cut down a fruit tree in Shemitah if it's only got a few fruits on it, but normally you'd be able to cut it down. So Beis Shammai say, Omrim kolay lanos mishiyotiu, when is it that you, it has fruit, if it has no fruit in the tree, like the tree is fruitless at this moment, you can cut it down. But let's say it has some fruit on it. Beis Shammai says in the earliest stage, it's got mishiyotiu, it's got like the first buds of fruit, you can't cut it down anymore because that'd be destroying fruits of Shemitah. When it comes to carob trees, that's only once the carob develops a little bit more and it forms chains. We'll see what that means. When it gets to the yigru stage. And the zaysim is mishiyinsu, when they get the nates, that little calyx. So when they have the earliest, again, the nates develop, then it can't be cut down. The sharkoi lanos, but when it comes to, but the other trees, any not the carobs, not the grapes, not the olives, any other tree, mishio too. They agree that's only when the earliest buds form. The amr biyasi ha boser, when we say that the grapes are already considered to be fruit, and you cannot cut down the grapevine and Shemitah, that is at the stage that we said ha when it's mishi yigru. So yigru is boser. The who pola lavan? Okay, so what's pola lavan? The Gemara says pola lavan, which means the white bean. When the grape is the white bean, it means amar ema shiaro ke pola lavan. It means that when your grape is the size of a white bean, it's developed to the size of that white bean. I'm not sure exactly how big that is, but it's a bigger stage beyond the earliest development of the bud, which was smadar. It's a little bit more developed. So that array at that point is considered to be fruit. That would be us to the cut down Shemitah. That's considered to be a problem. So man shmaisli the amr boser in smadar lo. Who's the one that holds that it has to develop to a later stage of the boser, of the white bean size, and not the smadar size, not the earlier little bud size? That's the rabbanim. That's the sheet of the rabbis who argue with Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said it's even the little tiniest earliest bud. And the rabbis say it's a bigger size. So the kitani shar koi lomis mishiyotiu, but even they hold by all other trees, and this is the key point, if you haven't followed anything, this is the key line, by all the trees, the little tiny buds are already considered to be fruit. And if little tiny buds are fruit, our famous calyx is protecting that earliest tiny bud, and therefore is the shomer lepri. And that means the shomer lepri can be present even at the earliest stage, and even subsequently it can be usher in orla, to eat, even later on. So we have to give another answer to why it is that you can eat the kafrisim. The Elam Rava Hichamian Dilahave Shomer Lepri. When is something not considered to be a protector of the fruit? Hicha Dikich Shakatle Lashomer Mayis Pire. The only time something is considered to be a protector of the fruit is as it sounds, when it actually protects the fruit. If you remove the protection, the fruit would rot. It would get lost. It would shrivel up. It would be destroyed. But if you took away that husk, that rind, that thing, and the fruit would be just as fine, just as good, then it's not considered to be a protector of the fruit halachically. So, where it says, Havi Uvda v'shakat luha l'nates, there was a case where they took away this little nate, the little tuft of stuff from the rimona, the yavesh rimona, and the rimon dried up. It got destroyed. So if you remove that stuff, that's a real shomer of the fruit. That's why that will be also because of orla. That, in an additional piece, that little crown of the rimon, and the husk, if you cannot even eat that part, during early year of the tree, the shakul the pircha the tisa, they took away. I'm not sure why Aramaic is a little different, but this is the husk of the caperberry, the akayim bitusa bitisa, and the caperberry still did fine. It was just as fresh, just as fine without the husk. The point is again from this that this is why Mar Bar Ashi was able to eat the husk and throw away the caperberry. The caperberries themselves were orla. But the husk is not a shomer lepri, and it is not a pri. It's neither the fruit and not the protector of the fruit, and therefore he's able to eat it. In the parentheses here, we have a little summary. The parentheses are not part of the Gemara. This parenthesis happens to be, Tosfos points out, all the other Rishonim point out, is from the Baal Halachos Gedolos, which is a Seif of Halacha in the time of the Gaonim, meaning the next period of historical, of rabbinic time, after the time of the Gemara was the time of the Gaonim. And this is the Baal Lachas Gedol. So he summarizes as follows. The Hilchus Lach Ma Bar Avashi. We follow the Halach like Ma Bar Avashi. The Zarkas of Yonos, that he threw away the berries of the caper. But Achla the Kafris and ate the husk of the caper berry. Umegadle Orla, sorry, umidilagabe orla, and since with regard to orla, la peri ninhu, these husks are not considered to be fruit. Therefore, it makes the following connection, lagabe brachos, nami la peri ninhu. Therefore, with regard to the laws of brachos, it's not a fruit either. And then when he ate it, what bracha would you make? You would make a bracha borei pri ha'adama, not borei pri eitz. The lo mevarchin le borei pri eitz, ela borei pri ha'adama. Not a fruit, and therefore you make a borei pri ha'adama. Now, the only problem with this is that's the Balach HaKadosh Tosus says, what are you talking about? What was the reason why Mar Baravashi ate the husk? Because we said he follows the Makil opinion, like Rabbi Akiva in Chutzlar. But what's the halacha of the caper berry husk in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael? It is fruit. It's asur mishum orla. And therefore, if it's asur mishum orla, does that mean in Eretz Yisrael you make a bari pri ha'et, whereas in Chutzlar you make a bari pri ha'adama? Can you imagine that? This would be the first time you have an item, some kind of thing that you eat that has a different bracha in Eretz Yisrael than you have in America. So Tosfos says, that can't be. We never find that type of thing. It's only we were following a makel opinion that we had a special lenient option in Chutzlar. So he said that that's not correct. Really, the halacha should be that we don't, they're not the same halacha. The caper berry husk is a berry parayit all the time, in Eretz Yisrael and the Chutzlar. Happens to be that in Chutzlar, you have the lenient option, the lenient opinion of Rabbi Kiva to rely upon, and you're allowed to eat it. But you make a ha'it when you eat it. That's the opinion of the Tosfos. It's a suffix in halacha, how we pass him, and therefore we make a berry pri adama. That's how we pass him. If you eat the caper berry husk, if you come across them, make a adama. But if you buy actually made the berry pri eitz, you would actually be yotze, because if it's a suffix, you're not sure you can make either one. Same is true by a banana. Why we make a berry pri adama on a banana? Because we're not sure if banana is a tree or banana is a bush. I mean, it's a vegetable. Whatever, complicated halacha. It regenerates itself, so it's a suffix. So the halachas make a bracha adama. What if you by accident open the banana and made a bracha eitz? You have to make a new bracha. So the Rabbi Kiva point, they point out in the Mishnah Berakhot that you don't have to make a new bracha because suffix bracha zakel. Maybe you made the right bracha because maybe the right bracha on a banana is a bracha eitz. So you're supposed to make a bracha adama just to be safe. But if by accident you made a bracha eitz on a banana or in your caper berry husk, you're in good shape.